All right.
It is 6:30 on Wednesday, November 2nd. We'll call this meeting of the Wilmer Planning Commission to order. First on our agenda is the minutes from the October 5th and October 19th meetings.
Yeah, so we just have the minutes from the October 5th meeting.
Okay.
So we'll move that one to the next one. And so then also, just as a reminder, this month in November, all the Planning Commission meetings are before the council meetings. So this kind of affects things a little bit, but should be good.
Any change in time?
Nope, no change in time.
Once everyone's had a chance to look it
yeah.
over.
It's just for the 5th thing? Is that what you said?
Yeah, so this is for the 5th, and then I guess like the only thing on it that is just probably that I'll probably put a note in here that the approval of Happy Halal didn't have a public hearing, that one, and so that's why this one, that's why we were doing it tonight. So I'll just put on here that it was moved to the November 2nd meeting and voted on in the official minutes.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion to approve and a second with the addition of moving the public hearing for the Happy Halal to the November 2nd meeting. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. On to the Happy Halal conditional use permit. Will be our public hearing.
Yeah, so I guess it's, what is it, 6:32.
So. And we'll call this public hearing, we'll open the public hearing portion of that.
Perfect. All right, cool. So I'll just go ahead and introduce it. Where are we at? All right, yep. So you guys are pretty familiar with this. I think this is almost like the fourth or fifth time we've seen them. But just for public and record purposes, so Clean Chickens, operating as Happy Halal, plans to open a small livestock processing facility that will be an exclusively halal facility. They're proposing a 3,500 square foot processing facility. This is under the 5,000 square foot artisanal scale threshold set by the Planning Commission. This will be a small livestock halal facility that does not process birds. This is relevant due to biohazard boundaries due to the proximity to Genio. The applicant is proposing to have 10 employees, so they will be required to have 13 parking stalls. This will need to be added to the site plan and submitted for construction documents to be approved, and the applicant is aware and accepting of this condition. Setbacks are met as presented. Fire chief had no concerns, the police chief had no concerns, and felt that the roadways over there would be adequate. So I reviewed the plans for the facility, and the WMU is okay with the normal 10-foot utility easement. We have electric available for the east side of the 32nd Street Southwest. Then engineering comments. We have reviewed the concept plan documents and submitted for the above referenced project. So then the applicant shall submit a grading plan for the review of the City of Wilmer. The applicant shall submit a stormwater management plan for the review of the City of Wilmer. Applicant shall submit a utility plan for the review of the City of Wilmer. The applicant shall submit a paving and striping plan for the review of the City of Wilmer. The applicant shall submit construction details for the view of the City of Wilmer. The applicant shall submit lighting and landscaping plans for the view of the City of Wilmer. A stormwater maintenance agreement will be required for any stormwater management features on the site. The applicant shall obtain a work within city right-of-way permit prior to construction. The applicant shall obtain a MPCA construction stormwater permit and submit it to the City of Wilmer prior to construction. The applicant shall notify the City of Wilmer of a minimum 48 hours prior to construction at the site of the inspection for inspection purposes, and all construction shall be in accordance with the City of Wilmer standards. We recommend that the applicant submit construction plans based on the above mentioned comments, as well as comments provided by other city staff and Wilmer Municipal Utilities. So the recommendation: approve the small livestock law processing plant with the conditions set forth by staff and comments, 13 parking stalls, engineering comments, and the easement requested by the utilities. And so I know one of the big concerns kind of going in was the smell. And I think in your site plan, that was something that you guys addressed with having everything kind of floating, everything in the, having the offal room being kept at 40 degrees, 42 degrees.
Yep. Below 42.
Yeah, so at 42 degrees with no smell, and I think just kind of do we want that to be set as a condition that they'll have to be an on-site offer room kind of kept at that? But I feel like that's something that is it's inspected by the FDA or the USDA. Is that something that we need to make a condition?
I don't want to smell it. I'd rather have it at 40 or below and frozen because I mean it just makes a better workplace. It's just you don't have that bacteria growing.
All right.
I mean, if you get it higher than that, your bacteria growth is going to spread through your whole plant, and everything's going to be infected. So you have to.
So I guess just for the record, this is Greg Worski speaking. Yeah, sorry. I forget I like know people. So. I guess kind of
just to answer your question, Justice, because I don't know what Greg did, is if it's more than 42, FSIS will give us NRs, which are non-compliance reports, because of the bacterial opportunity for growth. All right. And so that should be taken care of by FSIS.
All right. Are you guys comfortable with that, or would you guys like to set it as a condition that since conditional use permits travel with the land and not necessarily the owner? So even if like they were to sell the plant and became like super big millionaires, the next person who ran the plant wouldn't be able to like change the business plan and not have an offer room at 40 degrees just to address the smell. And I just bring this up just because this was like a explicit concern from council.
Well, if it's a regulation that, I mean, it doesn't really bear having to be a condition necessarily that we impose, but it, I mean, it's already kind of built into the operating, you know, the licensure, so.
Right.
Yeah, the only thing that would potentially change with ownership is if they chose not to be USDA inspected, they were state inspected.
Mm. But they'd still fall state inspected.
Pretty similar, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, what's the agency that would be enforcing this? FSIS,
which is an agency.
FSIS.
Safety Inspection Services.
All right, yeah, I'm just going to put in the record that that's the reason that we chose not to make that a condition to address the nuisance, just because we feel that it's already properly managed and inspected by an additional agency, and we felt it redundant. So I'll just put that in the decision for the conditional use permit. Hmm.
Do you plan on having any standby generation at all?
Not yet, but I imagine, I mean, as the business grows and you get more inventory in there, it'd be really silly not to have it. I mean, a lot of my friends that have plants, you know, you walk up and you see it.
Yeah.
So you have to have some redundancy. Commissioners, any further comments or questions?
All right, should we close the public hearing?
Yeah. Any more public comment? Otherwise, we'll close the public hearing portion of this meeting. All right. If there's no other further discussion, then I would entertain a motion to approve the processing plant with conditions set forth as we've gone through. Here, 13 stalls, the engineering comments, and the easement as requested by utilities.
Motion to approve with the comments set forth in the recommendations.
Is the motion is there a second?
Second.
The motion is second. And we will make this a voice vote. Jeff?
Aye.
Jasmine?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Cletus?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Yep. So, like I said, this one's for real. So this one, legally defensible. I'll be in touch tomorrow, just kind of about like the next steps and kind of how we need to get rolling, set up the development meeting, and then also about executing the purchase and all that other stuff. So, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks
for coming.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Yep. All right.
Okay, on to our fourth agenda item then, the Stadium View Edition preliminary and final plat.
Yeah, so thanks, Jeff, for putting this out. So this is a state aid road, but it's not a county-owned road. So that's where the confusion came from. But this is a minor subdivision, and we have the final plat in front of us, but they're not here to speak, and I think it's because got engineering comments back like this afternoon, and so I don't think they were able to make the adjustments on it, and so they weren't able to make it. So just the engineering comments. Here we are. So, attention, center plot. Yeah, so there were still some things I needed to go on the plat, and we discussed probably accepting it with conditions, but they still haven't presented it to us yet, I think, like, with the corrections. So I imagine, like, we can probably just skip this since they're not here. I think they're just willing to accept it. So, it was pretty straightforward, but like I said, just kind of in the laps with like the engineering department, they're just kind of really busy and they're kind of missing there for a while. So I'm good. That's unfortunate though. So I think they're gonna have to move some things on the county side to get it approved.
So they'll take no action on it this evening then.
Yep. So this will be ready to go for the next one for sure. Okay.
All right, we'll hold over this then for our second November meeting. So on to the fifth item, that would be the grocery store preliminary plan review.
Yeah, so here tonight is Jason Dowdy kind of speak on behalf of the grocery store. So JC Dowdy is requesting a plan review from the city for a proposed grocery store at 1600 US 12. This is one of the suites in it's in the same building as Westside Liquor. So this is an existing building. The grocery store would be a tenant in the building. The Department of Ag has reviewed and approved the plans. And so I know there was like a lot of confusion kind of on our end about who reviews grocery stores. We thought like the county had to get involved, but the county does not review grocery stores. It is solely up to the state. And so the building official is working with the applicant on a proper layout and needed finish for the space. And so what that relates to is having the proper surfaces in the meat cutting area. So there's part of the area that needs to be completely stainless steel so it can be cleaned. And then it needs to have hard floors instead of having carpet floors. So those are things that have been communicated to the contractors and something that has been addressed already. They intend to have multiple coolers and refrigeration and handling meat on site. And so this is relevant just from a energy perspective. Just with the additional cooling and storage, making sure that there's sufficient electricity. And so I already have like some of the comments back. I got like the engineering comments in today. I got some comments from WMU, just kind of making sure that everything is good. But I guess any preliminary questions that you guys have for myself or for the applicant, if you guys would like to speak, Jason and Noah.
About how many square feet within the existing building is going to be dedicated to the...
So
there wouldn't need to be any kind of change to parking, I would assume.
No.
Just you're changing a little bit of purpose within the structure, not any change to flow of.
Yeah, no, I imagine since it's maybe I don't think we would have to require a joint parking agreement with this. I feel like with Slim Chicken, since like they subdivided the property and it was technically a separate parcel, then like that was more required. But I mean, this is like a CIC. I mean, they're all using the same parking lot.
Tenant,
yeah.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I mean, if this was not a grocery store, this probably wouldn't require this level of scrutiny. But I think just with the Department of Ag adding the level of cooling, the amount of refrigeration in it. Just kind of wanted to make sure everything else was good on the inside and make sure the finishes were done accordingly. And so, I guess, Jason, so Unit 3 is not listed on the map you provided. Is Unit 3 supposed to be like the, like, must be built?
No, it's built. It's on the third map. Didn't have the walls in that survey,
essentially. Oh, okay.
We don't have the third map.
Yeah, no. Hold on.
Let me go.
Yeah.
Here.
Okay. Turn it out.
title business, isn't it, out there?
Yeah.
Right.
Quality title's the first one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did that used to be before it was?
Mr. Beast.
That's right.
And something else before that.
Yeah.
Cigar store.
But, Juba's.
Yeah, there you go.
It was Juba's when it started. It was built.
It was a grocery store.
Mm-hmm. The whole time was a grocery store.
So there's got to be adequate parking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because the one burned down at that location. They had a big fire and told them to build it and they rebuilt it.
So it's in unit 3 on the south side of the building. So that way you guys can kind of see the space.
Well, so we're not looking at the one up here.
No.
We're looking at this.
Yeah.
Unit 3.
Okay.
Existing utilities sufficient to.
Yep, they are. Yeah.
Refrigeration.
Yeah. So, as is, talk to the utilities. I said only 41% of the capacity of the building's capacity is currently being used. So they said plenty of room to handle the planned refrigeration. Yep, preliminary. Yep. And then it'll be actionable at the meeting on the 16th.
This is already a common interest community of record or not?
Yep.
All right. Any other questions or comments? Like we said, this is preliminary, so no action this season, but will likely be something that we can take action on at our next meeting then.
Yep.
Okay.
Will that be the last step? Then this doesn't need any other kinds of hearings or anything?
No. So it'll be the plan review approval, and then there still needs to, it's essentially just a commercial remodel. Some things need to be added, things need to be taken out. And so it's really just a commercial remodel, pretty simple, pretty straightforward.
So no public hearings,
anything? Yeah, no public hearings.
Okay.
Is this an addition of the Unit 3, or was Unit 3 already here? I know the structure is there, but
I think it was already there. Were there any changes to the...
The only thing they got to do is, where the bathrooms are, is add a small 16 by 8-foot room for the employees to put a wash sink in, and that's the only addition they have to do. Otherwise, it's carpeting.
There's declarations of record when this was, when the CIC was created, correct?
More than likely, but I'd have to check.
They would have addressed the common areas, is the entire parking lot a common area?
Yes, it is.
And that would have addressed the responsibility and the authority for the unit owners to be able to...
Yeah, there's roughly 99 parking spots there.
Is that something you want to see for next? Like you just want to verify for next time?
Or? Yeah, it would be nice to confirm because right. That'll answer all of the questions about easements and,
okay.
And parking usage and whatever.
Yeah. So if we could just get an up-to-date record of the CIC showing Unit 3, and then that way we can have an answer for all the easements and everything needed, and then the parking requirements.
Copy the current decks declaration. It should have been recorded when the file was created. The CIC was created. That's a statutory requirement.
So it should be able to be all wrapped up at the next meeting?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Assuming we get the papers.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Good deal.
Get it in and out and on the way.
All right. Cool. Very good. We'll look forward to another next meeting. Thank you for coming.
Yep, so I'll be in touch, Jason. Just kind of that and like other things we need. So, yep, thanks.
All right. It is 6:52 and we're on to miscellany.
Cruising, man. Cruising. Things have been nice. Things have been nice. All right, yeah, so I guess we'll get started with the miscellany. So, not that much. I think I do. I really need to like write down these things, man. Anyway, yeah, so I just want to introduce our new city planner, Guilherme Mota. Yeah, so he comes to us by way of New Jersey, but Brazil. And so he used to be the planning director for a Department of 50 back in Brazil. And so just felt that his level of experience and expertise was not something we could pass on. And so here he is. So you just want to say a little more about yourself, kind of introduce yourself to the Planning Commission.
Yes, I'm from Brazil. I finished my bachelor's in architecture there. I did a kind of a course we call Brazil like specialization in environmental management. Then I did my master's and my PhD in architecture, but in urban planning field, because there we studied all together. Inside the course, we have to separate the urban planning and the architecture. I worked for the city hall for about 7 years as a director in the urban planning department in my city of origin. It's a city with about 8,100 people. It's a huge city there. And I'm here with you, part of our community. Before I moved to USA, before the pandemic, and I was in Jersey Shore for 3 years. Then the pandemic started and all my plans changed. And I was studying English there, and then I decided not to go back. And the government gave me the opportunity to be here working in the country as a national interest. And I'm here.
All right. Well, welcome. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
You're here just at the right time of the year to experience our beautiful winters.
Yeah, yeah. I like cold weather.
Well, you're going to be happy then.
You're in the right place.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, so he'll be taking over. Eventually, he'll be running like the Planning Commission meetings and kind of be like the main point of contact for stuff. So I'll be around, but you guys will be talking a lot more to Guilherme, more than you guys will be talking to me. So trying to think. I know there were several. I feel like there was like several things. Not fences. Not. It escapes me. It escapes me. But so I did talk to Jared. He just got the executive. He just read the executive summary from the traffic study. And so that should be coming back here pretty soon. And there's like another wrinkle with that, but I need some more clarity before I can share that. So trying to think. I talked to you guys about the possibility of the parking, about the parking lot on First Street. It wasn't that. And I'm trying to think. There's something out there. It's like, I don't know if it was in the grocery store, because I got Jason.
What's happening with the, TJ? Max or something?
Yeah. So
I mean, the rumors are just flying all over the place in town.
They signed the lease. Yeah. Everything is good.
It's just like
everything is good.
It's
People expect it instantly. Like, the minute they hear about it, well, it's supposed to open next week. Like,
no.
No, I mean, it's just like, yeah, that they've walked away from it. Yeah. And that's most of the stuff I've heard is that they didn't have enough parking, so they walked away from it. That type of stuff.
No, they have signed the lease. Who would have thought, man? TJ Maxx, a national corporation. Busy. Got other things to do. Really wild. Yeah, no, so that's fine. I'm trying to think what it was, man. I cannot think of it. Wasn't the THC ordinance. I don't even mention that.
Slim Chicken?
No. Slim Chicken and Popeyes, those are both kind of working their way through. WMU's working its way through. I know that one's kind of right at the precipice of getting its permit. Man, I cannot remember what it was. It's all good.
Car wash?
No, they're good too.
Block 25. Everybody's still under construction.
Yeah. Haven't really gotten. Had like a couple inquiries. About some people trying to line things up for next, I think, like next spring. So I think some places, there's like a possible storage unit. That's really it. I can't think of anything else. But yeah. So, unless you guys have any questions for me.
I guess I'm kind of, after seeing. You know, we didn't hear anything on those storage units up by up north, and that's out of the city. That's out of the city limits, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Those are out of the city limits, maybe, yeah, Kelly.
That would have been a come in, you know, that they would have brought that into the
city
limits, but.
Yeah, no.
But yeah. Try to get away from all the regulations.
Yeah, I go to the gym with that guy. He's always telling me to tell people about him. I'm just like, storage units, man. Yeah, so I did talk to Pathrath about the tiny homes. So this is a bit of an update. So he's into them way more than I think just the infrastructure costs. I think infrastructure costs alone are like $42,000 a unit. And so he's about a third higher, like 30, I'd say probably about 30-40% higher than what he initially thought he would be. From like selling them for, which is just insane. So if that's the price of like a tiny home, like a less than 400 square foot one, I can imagine what it would be to build like a regular house right now with like just raw materials.
I don't know if you can say, but what did he start with, and what adding the percentage onto it, what kind of ballpark prices he had?
Yeah, I know, like, he wanted to keep it kind of like the low 100,000 range. Way over that. And so that's why he's still trying to figure out like the numbers, get his engineering figured out and all that, and like if he could get it done cheaper. Possibly thinking about applying for like assistant, either abatement or TIF with it. But yeah. So really gnarly. Like just really, really gnarly. It's just really rough, man, when like local guys stick their neck out like on a development and then get their teeth kicked in on like infrastructure costs. It's just brutal.
Timing is
perfect. Yeah.
Have any had experience bidding new house construction lately? Oh man.
I did read the
double what it was 2 years ago, at least double.
I read the
labor and materials
paper with what was from that housing report.
Oh yeah,
it was, let's say, summarized it in the paper a couple 2-3 days ago or something like that about what all of how to get more single family housings and stuff from. Tearing down dilapidated stuff and building to more lots.
That was one of the things like I was a little concerned about. I didn't want that to kind of turn into something where it was like knock down 1,000 homes in 1,000 days campaign. That'd be bad. So
be busy.
Yeah, Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I have anything else for you guys that I can think of.
Battery.
The lot behind the battery building.
Yeah, so I need to call him. But yeah, I guess kind of where we're at there. He wants to expand. I think that's the main thing. He's trying to build an actual building. So that's really it. And he hadn't really made any moves on anything else. So
you had asked for feelings on that last commission meeting in the miscellany.
Yeah, so if he were to do it by right, let's say he owned that house, he could just knock it down and put a parking lot there. And so one of the concerns from engineering was the truck traffic going through and the direction that it was going to go through, especially with the Second Street just being redone. And so that was one of the things that they're kind of concerned about, is the directional truck traffic, and then if he had a plan for it. And he didn't. I mean, it's just the dude who owns the business. Apparently, I've been doing really, really well.
Yeah, but there's truck traffic going through quite a few of the other ones, too.
Yeah.
You know, like the, whatever it is, the, where Subway used to be and McDonald's, they've got traffic coming out of those, too.
Yeah.
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 The house doesn't appear to be revivable. Productive use of that property.
Yeah, so I talked to the building official about it. Like, when initially when I brought it up, they were like, anything would be better than like what it currently is. Yeah. And I think that's how you guys felt too. But so. Oh, and then we have like a comp plan meeting on Friday, but that's it. So just do this. But other than that, man.
The house moving the Quonset over on 12.
Yeah. So, oh man. So the Quonset's been moved. They met the deadline pretty quickly. He was pretty good about that. And so I don't know if you guys saw, they did move the house from the one that was sitting on the corner on 12 and actually put it on the foundation. Uh-huh. Surprise, surprise. Nobody licensed did any of the work underneath the house, though. It's a big problem. So, So, they made several structural changes to the house, but they're not certified. Like, one of the steel beams they used to fortify the house, to fortify the structure, was just laying around somewhere. Didn't get it from West Central Steel. So there's some, the house is far from being occupied. That's probably gonna be a battle. And they're gonna have to close it up for the winter. That's the other part.
So, what's the contractor?
That's a great question. So that was one of Ben Fisher's projects, and then he's suddenly divorced from it, but then there's this other guy involved. And so it was his steel beam just laying around that they put in the house to fortify it. And so they got some concerns, the inspectors too.
No one's living in the house right now.
No. I mean, all the windows are broken open.
You might want to check.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because even the house on Lakeland that they recently moved into, they park a car there at night because they feel it's safer there than wherever it is that they live, but no one lives there either. So, Wilmer, man. Yeah. Rough and tumble days. Yeah. But, yep, no, that's it. So.
All right, 7:05, taking both of the turn.
Okay, shut it off and off. Thank you.